This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, and there's plenty of it, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet, streaming live online and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, along with all of those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America moving along. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the world and across the country here, I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for keeping America the number one oil producer still in the world. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and then like that page and jump into the chat room with all the other people that are in there. There's 70 plus people in there right now. And then follow us at Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now from the Kyle Warren Show is the one and only Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, of course, Easter, one of the most, if not the most reverent days of the year, outside of Christmas, for the reason that one was the resurrection and the other one was the birth. But here's the thing. We are dealing right now, folks, with some really severe weather. We got to jump right on this right away. There is a, and has been all night long, a bunch of killer tornadoes that popped up earlier in the day over near the Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana line, and continued to move to the east very slowly, where they developed into a storm that wiped out six people in the state of Mississippi, Kyle, and now we still have severe weather in the northeastern corner of Alabama from Birmingham up I-20 and I-59 towards Atlanta. We've got a pockmark, if you will. The map looks like a whole bunch of little tornado watches and warnings in four or five different locations of Georgia, three or four different locations in Alabama, pardon me. And then going right up into the southeastern corner of Tennessee, looks like around Chattanooga, and then we've got watches for severe thunderstorms and or the possibility of tornadoes in the western part of North Carolina and South Carolina right now, as well as across about two-thirds of Georgia and the southern third of Alabama, not to forget about the fact that all across the Pensacola area over towards about Crestview, we've got a tornado, severe thunderstorms and tornado watches and warnings there.
Exactly right, Captain. And those storms which caused the deaths in Mississippi, they were in Walthall County. Two people died in Lawrence County, three people in Jefferson Davis County. Again, as you're right, there we've got all kinds of damage, hundreds of buildings damaged in Louisiana.
I heard 300.
Yes, exactly. Monroe Regional Airport, the storm ripped off sidings off a building.
Went right through a hangar.
Yep, and the runways, were all kinds of stuff was scattered all over the runways.
$3 million in damage done to the aircraft in the hangar.
Yes, exactly. And hopefully none of this is going to hamper any kind of relief effort, but they'll have to get that cleared away. And, of course, much of the South still under these storm warnings, tornado warnings, and other parts of it in with a marginal risk. But you're right, this storm that's these storms that are coming through are very big, and they're causing a lot of damage and death, unfortunately, when those in Mississippi.
And just to be advised, you folks in those areas, and we'll get into more of it here during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, unless something causes us to have to break in here. But you folks in those areas we just mentioned, be on your toes. Now, why, Kyle, would China, the country of the origin of the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak, why would they start blocking research, any articles on research of the outbreak, and they've just deleted everything that's been out there on the Internet? Why are they doing that?
Well, that's a very good question. Early on, they did put out a lot of information that American scientists and scientists around the world were able to go over in the early stages of this pandemic. But, Captain, I think that we're seeing these things literally be deleted in order to change the narrative and to try to avoid the inevitable lawsuits that will come against China from all points of the globe, it would seem.
They are going to be so tied up in the world court and other places wherever they can get sued. Countries are going to be taking money and withholding it from China. China's going to get all upset. They're going to threaten retaliation or whatever. But China doesn't have a leg to stand on because even though they think, well, we've deleted a post, they can't find it. Want to bet?
Well, that's right. Everything on the Internet is there forever in these time machines, and that they have these servers and so forth. But, well, exactly. But, you see, that in and of itself, Captain, is going to actually make their case so much worse. Because when all this is said and done and we come through this pandemic and we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have died or connected to this all around the globe, people are going to be wanting answers, and they're going to be looking to China for the outbreak of this and how it was handled. And you bet that the World Health Organization is going to be bound up in this whole thing as well and what they put out about China.
You betcha. And folks, we're going to go on a break right now. Kyle Warren's going to be right back, and I'm going to be right back with him. And by the way, little old Dr. Fauci has come out and said, we're going to open the country, but it's going to be a rolling reentry. What's that mean? We'll tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. And stay safe, Alabama, Panhandle of Florida, Georgia, Northeast Mississippi, over there on the Tennessee Southern Line. Be safe.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a place that you can go that I will guarantee you, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, they can help you out because of the three-week quick start plan they've got. Now, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, or muscle aches and just general pain altogether, and you want something that's all natural, no narcotics in it, that will work. It will reduce the swelling if you have inflammation, and it will help you get rid of the pain. Then let me suggest to you Relief Factor. There is a three-week quick start that costs $19.95 that you can start. You start it out. You take it. Take it the way it says to take it by directions, three times a week. For 1 week, you take three doses a day, morning, noon, and night, and there's four capsules in a little packet that you get, and you take them. Very easy to dissolve. No big deal there. And then the next week, and so you run out of it, you take two a day, one in the morning, one at night, or whenever. And I will tell you that you will find out somewhere along the line, it could be sooner rather than later, that that stuff is going to work for you. Now, I don't know what it's about, but I know that I, having been in pain with arthritis, got out of my pain almost immediately. And it really works in other respects. I've had problems with my ankle and my knee going on here for the last couple of months, and with the help of some other stuff that the doctor gave me, it's absolutely flat out worked for me and cut the pain I was having too, because they said to me, well, you're in quite a bit of pain, aren't you? I said, well, I have been, but the Relief Factor is working, and it has been. So here's what you do. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the three-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, little old Dr. Fauci has come out and said, the nation is going to come out of a coronavirus lockdown in a rolling reentry that for some parts of the country could start next month. He said it on CNN's State of the Union. What's he talking about?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're saying that, you know, in some parts of the nation, there may be, of course, less virus activity.
Yep.
And so on and so forth. And so a blanket opening wouldn't work. Certainly the same as a blanket closed down to a great degree. But again, it's going to have to be dictated by the numbers that we're seeing as we approach April 30th.
Well, here's the thing. He said what I was referring to when I said a rolling reentry, it's not going to be a light switch that we say, okay, it's now June or July or whatever, click the light, the switch, and goes back on, the lights go on too. It's going to be depending on where you are in the country, the nature of the outbreak that you've already experienced, and the threat of the outbreak that you may not have experienced. It's having a look at the situation in different parts of the country. Then he said, and this is the key, I think it could probably start, at least in some ways, next month or maybe even sooner. We're hoping that at the end of the month, we can look around any way that we can cautiously pull back on social distancing guidelines, if not to continue to hunker down in other states. How about that? So some states are going to reap the rewards, you're right, and other states aren't.
Exactly right, because basically part of this equation is going to be the governors and the counties, the county health officers, and in some cases even the cities. They are going to have to get on board with whatever the recommendations are, whatever the relaxations are, and in many ways they may still decide to be more restrictive than what the federal government is recommending. So I think we'll see some pushback there, because the politics are going to enter into it, Captain. They're not going to want to be the ones to say, okay, you can go do this now or go do that now, because if anybody else gets sick, then they're going to pay the political price for that. So it's going to be very difficult, but I'm hoping that they would go by some of these recommendations based on the science and based on the numbers, making sure it's safe and all that, but we got to draw the line somewhere.
Did you see our governor, Ron DeSantis, on Life, Liberty, and Levin tonight?
I didn't get a chance to see him, unfortunately.
Well, he's going to be available by whatever it is, the video and all that stuff, but he was on there explaining why Florida had done so well and how come we were, you know, down towards, we're actually in real pretty good shape here in Florida, except for Miami. Now, my sense is that Dr. Fauci has been wrong pretty consistently, and that's, and I'm going to verify that by saying this. His take would be that, number one, on February the 17th, it was based on the best info. You heard him say that, remember?
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was based on models that were not accurate, remember?
Oh, yes. Right.
And the shutdown in March was based on more data, again, from the same models that still weren't accurate, remember?
Exactly.
And now we know the shutdown has been successful and the numbers are low. That's too convenient by the two, though. But particularly number three is very weaselly, and there's a word for you, very weaselly, because the numbers are no well below the best case scenario that was included in the shutdown by multiples of three. Do the math, you'll know what I'm talking about. I think the problem is that the experts are not as expert as they say they are, and the public now believes, and they have models significantly showing the inherent flaws that were in there by using the worst case scenario again and again and again, and all the rest of us were saying, no, it's not that bad, and we were being told, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Really? Look at the damn stats. And regardless of the issue, but particularly when dealing with a brand new virus, all of that, and the media, the morons that stood behind all of this and drove the agenda, this is down, dirty, and corrupt as it goes.
Well, a lot of Americans are asking that, those very questions. I think they have very similar sentiments, Captain. For example...
Oh, I know they do. I've been hearing from them.
Well, I know, exactly. But, for example, 2.2 million deaths, that was the initial worst-case scenario,
yep.
And that's been revised down to, and it's been revised down a few times, and now it's hovering, I think, around 60,000, and
well,
that
between,
will likely
between
change
50
itself.
And 60, there's models at 50, models at 60, so.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that is a far cry from the initial modeling, and again, they're based on assumptions. It's based on more data that's going to come in for the so-called asymptomatic carriers, using antibody tests and so forth, but this is something that, again, the narrative has taken hold, though. The narrative has taken hold that you can't go anywhere, you can't reopen stuff, it's never going to be safe, and I'm hearing people making predictions that we're going to stay locked down for months to come.
No, we're not.
Yeah, and exactly.
And anybody that's saying that, I will personally help put on a plane and fly them out of the country.
Because right.
They're not helping the situation to say that. And I heard a couple of people that said that. Moron doesn't even come close to describing what I'm thinking about.
Well, right. And again, I think the American people, number one, they have shown great resilience and great caring to say, mm-hmm. Okay, we got to stay home, we'll stay home. You know, we're going to do our part, but they expect that if they do their part, that things are going to get better, and we're not going to be held because of some kind of political idea.
Now, you probably already got your little check from the IRS, right?
Hasn't hit yet. I'm sure it will come in this week, like they say.
Well, we'll see, because some of them were mailed out on Friday. We were told the first ones got mailed, and I don't know if that means those are the ones that get mailed to people or not. If anybody's getting a check mailed to them for the government, I'm telling you, this is not the week to do it. And by God, if you're in that position, you need to be literally standing by your mailbox when your mail gets delivered, because I'm telling you, there's going to be people out there that are going to be trying to get to these checks.
Well, exactly right. And also, Captain, I've heard tell of stories of the spam phone calls have started trying to get people's account numbers, you know, saying that they're from the IRS, this kind of thing.
Yep.
So don't give out any of your personal information to anybody.
No, because the IRS is not going to call you.
No, exactly. They never call you.
No.
Yeah.
They may send you a certified letter, and they may send you a something from the U.S. government delivered by a government's person that'll show his badge and ID, but guess what? And then again, they usually do that with the accompaniment of a sheriff, I think, was what my understanding is. But not to be concerned. They will not call you.
Exactly right. So people have to be on their toes. There's just too many dishonest people who want to take advantage of this situation. We're not going to let them do it.
And most people believe that we understand 90% of the country is going to be getting some sort of form of money back from a low of, say, around 600 to a high of whatever the families would get, 3,400 or whatever the number is, the maximum number. I think that was the number. It might be a little bit more than that. Depends, I guess, on your dependents. Is that correct?
That's right. Usually if it's a married couple and they come in under the $198,000, they should get $2,400 or up to that, and then, as I understand, it's $500 allotment for each dependent or each child.
All right, folks, and don't go anywhere, because Kyle Warren and I are going to be right back with a lot more. Now, I will tell you that OPEC is on a roll here, and apparently there was this great oil deal between the OPEC countries and Saudi Arabia and Russia and the United States, and Donald Trump is singing the praises of all the different countries. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about the WHO official that's in charge of the World Health Organization, who's not even a doctor.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On an Easter Sunday, when many Christians celebrated apart, Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will need more support before schools, businesses, and places of worship can reopen.
We're going to need testing, more testing, faster testing than we now have when you start to move people back to work, and we're going to need federal help. There is no doubt about that.
With more than 530,000 cases of coronavirus reported and deaths topping 20,000 in the U.S., people chose to worship online. President Trump was watching an Easter service on his laptop. He sent out this message.
We're winning the war. We'll be back together in churches right next to each other. Celebrate. Bring the family together like no other. We have a lot to be thankful for.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Find out more about them online at geico.com. What has your insurance company done for you lately, ladies and gentlemen? Well, let me tell you about the one that I've got, GEICO. They are currently providing a 15% credit to all auto and motorcycle customers on policies that come up for renewal from April the 8th of this year to October the 7th of this year. Now, this credit will also apply to any new policies purchased during this period as part of their commitment to protecting the well-being of their customers. Now, let me tell you why. Credit, customers, you don't need to take any action to receive this credit. We know people aren't driving as much. We know people in some cases have parked their vehicles during this hard time when they haven't had a lot of money to go anywhere. So consequently, if people aren't driving, the claims aren't there, they're overcharging, and they don't want to have a problem there. And GEICO, at least, is expected to average, the credits are expected to average about $150 per auto policy and about $30 per motorcycle policy. With about 18 million auto policies and 1 million motorcycle policies in force, they are proudly announcing a total benefit of approximately $2.5 billion to the customers. So, want a good insurance company that gives you all kinds of interesting discounts, including this, first time I've seen that ever happen with an insurance company, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, the president is talking about the great OPEC Plus deal, which is going to save a lot of U.S. jobs in the oil industry, which is very important. About, I think it's around 400,000 people in one way or another are directly affected by oil or work in the industry. Is that about right?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay, and here's what's going
what's going on. Now, Friday, the price of oil, actually it was Thursday because I don't believe the market was open Friday, but the price of oil dropped to $22.76 on West Texas crude. On Brent crude, it dropped to $31.48. And the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery before they add the taxes and whatnot stayed at 68 cents a gallon. Now, this means that gasoline is going to stay for quite a while at a reduced level. And that level, the futures on oil right now are $26 a barrel 1 year out. Holy cow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this deal that was finally reached, and the president, of course, has had a big part of this, of getting this negotiated basically as well, even, of course, while battling the coronavirus issue. The president had said he believes it'll save literally thousands of jobs, basically. This is also going to mean that Russia and Saudi Arabia have finally sort of come around and made this historic deal. There's also another component to this as well. Saudi Arabia, I think, finally signed off on Mexico being able to cut only 100,000 barrels a month, because that was a major sticking point. But of course also, you had some of the U.S. senators getting involved saying, look, you know, we've sent our troops over to Saudi Arabia, you know, they're there, and because Iran would like to make a move at some point, obviously the coronavirus is an issue as well, but, you know, hey, you guys gotta get your act together here.
Yep.
and help out, and they did.
Yep. Now, that's important, but this is also important. Folks, we have an organization called the World Health Organization. It is indirectly a part of the United Nations, correct, Kyle?
Well, that's right. It's part of it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we know that the person that's in charge of the World Health Organization is not only not a doctor, which is the first time this has ever happened, and that's a big surprise, but is also a known member of a terrorist organization out of Ethiopia, of all places, that's in charge of the World Health Organization. What in the hell is going on here?
Well, Captain, the more and more that we dig into this, the worse and worse it gets.
I'm going to listen to what the World Health has to say with this guy in charge?
Well, no kidding. Well, the organization you mentioned is an organization called the Tigray People's Liberation Front.
Sounds communist to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, they were on the United States State Department list, categorized as a terror organization due to its, quote, violent activities before it became part of the ruling coalition and government of Ethiopia in 1991. So evidently he was part of this. Also, there's another part of sort of a checkered past here, Captain, having to do with evident cover-ups, or at least apparent cover-ups, of cholera outbreaks back, I believe, in the mid-2000s, or actually 2006, 2009, and 2011. As I said, the more we dig, the worse and worse it gets. And this is the very same person who was, I think, chastising the president the other day, saying, look, if you want a bunch of body bags, don't listen to us, or some such thing like that, and making it very, very contentious.
Yeah. Now, Rudy Giuliani's also chimed in about China and about WHO, and he said that both of them have committed crimes of international proportions. And again, China is about to get the pants sued off them by almost every country in the world that's got this going on. I believe it was 160 at last count, wasn't it?
Just about. That's right. Well, again, because the World Health Organization seemed to be sort of parroting, for lack of a better term, Captain, Chinese propaganda about the origin of the virus and how it was progressing and what it was doing and what it was capable of and this kind of thing. And that's back, I think, about a week or so ago, wasn't it, Senator McSally? She was really fit to be tied about this whole thing. Yeah.
Now, our Pope has backed a universal basic wage in response to the pandemic. Gosh, where have I heard that before?
Well, that was trying to think of his name. the guy who's running for president. He wanted the universal
Bernie Sanders.
You feel the burn? That's right. And then there was one of the other candidates. That was their big claim to fame. But again, this
Oh, like Kamala Harris.
Well, no, it wasn't Kamala Harris.
No?
Yeah, it was another gentleman.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Pete, what's his face?
No, not Pete Buttigieg. I'm sorry. His name's escaping me just for a moment. But that was part of their plan, the idea that if you gave everybody $1,000 a month.
By the way, we just shocked the hell out of Steve in Thailand when we told him about this guy in charge of the WHO. He says, what? Not being a doctor is bad enough, but also being a member of a terrorist organization? What the hell is going on? Who signed up on this guy being the head of the WHO? Well, whoever's in charge of the United Nations, obviously.
Well, exactly. And this is why, you know, we never hear about these people until suddenly there is some big news thing that comes up. And, you know, mm-hmm. probably I don't think anybody could name the head of the World Health Organization prior to this pandemic.
I have no idea.
Well, exactly.
All I remember is Kofi Annan and all the crap he got into and all the money he made illegally.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Kofi Annan, but exactly. And then suddenly, and especially in America, we sort of bristle at the idea that there are supra global organizations that have some big impact on how we're going to live our lives or how we're going to make policy, this kind of thing. And it all's supposed to go in the hopper, but we elect a president and people elect their prime ministers and so forth for a good reason, and that is to make decisions for them and not from a supranational organization.
Yeah, and we got the whole gang in the chat room tonight there. Everybody's alive and well. Steve in Thailand, Cousin Vinny in Tennessee says he's doing fine. The storm's moved off to the east. Got some heavy rain and wind. That's about it at the moment. Al in Nebraska. We also heard from Maria in Germany, who is out and about, and we appreciate her very much. And let's see, Gene in Costa Rica is in there tonight. Hello, Gene. How you doing? And our friend Alexandra in Washington, D.C. is listening tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in. And, of course, all the truckers out there in the highway and byway tonight, be careful if you're trucking along I-20 or if you're up on, I-59 or maybe even I-40, as you've got some really, really severe thunderstorms coming that way, which Kyle and I will be telling you about here in just about, 5 minutes, roughly, in the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. But finally, wrapping this session up, Kyle, the NBA has a 25-day plan to return to action. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, that's right. Well, again, all of that is, you know, it's good to be making plans, but it's all contingent upon whether or not the country can be opened up and what the policy is going to be from
yep.
federal and state governments. And by the way, Captain, it finally came back to me. It's Andrew Yang who wanted
yeah.
the universal.
Yeah, and thank you, Johanna, for sending us that, but you beat him to it.
No problem. No, well, we do our best. But well, exactly. But it will be interesting to see because they want to get games being played and so forth, but it's all contingent upon what we see over the next couple of weeks.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning to Christine. That's Christine down there in Sarasota. How you doing there, kiddo? Hope you had a great Easter. We'll be right back with more. We're going to take a look at the national highways and byways, and it's a mess out there tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, we're going to rock the house, so put your hands on the steering wheel. Here we go.
Thank you.
Purple and Hush from 1969, and we got Steve right now rocking around the rocking around the living room. He can hardly stand it. He was going to wait all afternoon long to hear that thing again after I sent it to him the first time. Said, "What do you think?" And cousin Vinny's going, "My blood is stirring." All righty, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, we got them going with that one. I knew it would. Matter of fact, everybody in the chat room is going wild right now, you know. Play more! Play more! Okay, all right. Well, maybe on the way out here. But anyway, we got to talk about this weather. We got some really bad weather, folks, in the Mid-South and the Deep-South tonight. We've got strong to severe thunderstorms, which are shifting across the Southeast and Middle Atlantic region as we speak. Monday, with threats for strong tornadoes tonight, tomorrow, damaging winds and large hail. Now, we've already had several tornadoes touch down from the Louisiana-Mississippi border all the way across into Alabama. I had a report of one there a little while ago. Don't know anything about it damage-wise, but we'll have to check on that in a second. But damaging winds, tornado conditions to the north, heavy snow. Yep, I said snow. Strong winds and lake effect snow will continue across the western Great Lakes, in particular Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, and parts of Michigan on the lee side of the lake over there. And strong, potentially damaging winds are expected over portions of the Great Lakes, along with the Appalachians, the Middle Atlantic, and Northeast. Now, every state that doesn't have rain, or doesn't have a hard freeze warning, or doesn't have these severe thunderstorms and tornadoes in it, guess what? They got high wind warnings, Kyle. And we're talking about New York, we're talking about Pennsylvania, we're talking about New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, although the western part of Virginia looks like they're going to have that system coming up through there sometime tomorrow. The eastern part of North Carolina, South Carolina, and then Ohio, Indiana, most of Kentucky, Illinois, most of Iowa, the eastern part of southeastern part of Missouri, and the about a third of Arkansas, even though they got rain and still got thunderstorm warnings back there on the, let's see, the what we call the Arklatex in that spot right there.
Exactly right, Captain. And, of course, these storms, especially going across the south, we understand that you could be in store, as you mentioned, for high gusty winds, also very large hail, some flooding, of course, and also these tornadoes may be very strong, and they may also have long tracks.
Yeah.
So people will have to make sure that for in any way, shape, or form, that you take every precaution that you can.
Yeah, and a couple of these tornadoes today were hidden in the rain downfall that was coming down. You couldn't see them, so you didn't know they were there. And at night, you can't see them anyway because all you hear is the thunder and the lightning going on around you, the thunderstorm, and it's on you before you know it. So please pay attention to your weather radio, or keep your telephone. If you got a weather alert on it, keep it close by. And if you don't have a weather alert on your phone, put it on it. This is the time to do it right now. And then you want to talk about cold weather. Gee whiz. The southeastern corner right now of Nebraska and the eastern northeast part of Kentucky, or I'm sorry, Kansas, right on straight down to Oklahoma, across most of Oklahoma, the southwestern corner of Texas, going through Lubbock and going over towards New Mexico line, and then most of Missouri tonight, they've got a hard freeze warning there.
Exactly right. And I might also add, too, Captain, that in some cases, if people are looking or need to seek refuge in a shelter, that you might want to get as much information as you can. Listen to your local radio, your local authorities, because of the COVID-19 issue that might affect some of this. So you want to make sure you have all the information you can first.
Yep, and then we're going to wrap it up with the snow because there's a little bit of snow tonight in the central part around Denver. It's just some snow flurries that are floating around there. If you're going up 25 towards Wyoming, you'll find a little bit of snow, not a lot. Down below on I-25 around Albuquerque, you do have some snow there, as well as to the western part of the state. And up there just east of going up the rock towards eastern Albuquerque there, you got a little stretch of snow out there on I-40. I don't see anything going on in California tonight except for a little wind down on the Mexican border.
Yeah, just a little bit. It rained a slight drizzles today here in Southern California, but all that's moving out, and I think it simply went out across the high desert. I think over in the Las Vegas area they might have had a little something, but we don't have anything coming in here for another few days, it looks like. And we're actually going to have some warm temperatures as we go through the first part of the week.
Well, again, the warm temperatures, and we talked about that on a weekend show, the warm temperatures and the humidity actually help to kill the coronavirus, the COVID-19. And I had somebody actually stand there and go, well, that can't be true. Look at that. Everybody's getting so sick. How could that possibly be true? I said, really? Have you not been paying attention to where people are, the numbers are going the fastest, slowing down? No. I said, well, try Florida. Why is that? Is it because it's cold here? Well, I don't know. Gee whiz. Talk about ignoramuses. They're not paying attention.
Well, we'll be hoping that the warmer weather will have a big effect. We don't know to exactly what extent it will, but it is harder, as I understand, for the thing to exist in the very warm weather.
Correct.
Exactly. And so this is, again, why we look at seasonal diseases or seasonal flare-ups of like the flu or the cold or a common cold. But we are going to, I think, hopefully see some kind of change once the weather really does.
And it got warm earlier this year down here in Florida, which helped things out quite a bit. And it's going to be towards all week long. We're going to have temperatures near 90 degrees right here where I'm at, which is going to really help things out and lower the numbers again. So consequently, when you're looking at the numbers, the actual facts, not what they're projecting, because folks, the projections have been wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. And how many times do I have to say that one, Kyle?
Well, exactly, with all the revisions downward, everybody wants to be safe. I think that's important.
Sure.
But you're right. The projections that were the initial almost doomsday sort of scenarios have been revised down significantly.
And the older people that are passing away, most unfortunate, a lot of them, I won't say most, but I have heard people use the word most, a lot of them have pre-existing conditions. And this coronavirus, because of what it does, when it hits your respiratory system, kills people of the older age.
Yes, exactly right. And then, or anybody who might have a compromised immune system.
Right.
Yeah, there appears to be some evidence that it attacks the immune system, almost in the same way that HIV would. But it's not the same, obviously, but they say it's similar in that it goes after your ability to fight off disease.
Right. And finally, I found out accidentally or however, and I've talked about this a couple times, and I'll talk about it again briefly with just about 10 seconds to go. Kyle will be back after the top of the hour with me. I found out that my immune system has been built up and that I actually, for some unexplainable reason, have got antibodies that have shown up in my blood that are similar to someone who may have had this. And I think I did back around Thanksgiving of last year when I got so sick. I was not on the radio for 3 days in a row, and it was over Thanksgiving weekend when we played a bunch of repeats. Think about that. Thanksgiving Day, Friday, and then Saturday. I'll be right back with more. Coming right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.